freshly washed with the red light of sunset, or tinged with the glow of the coming dawn. It's always in a twilight sky, because it must stay near the sun. It's the innermost planet to the sun in our solar system. For observers in the northern hemisphere, this particular elongation of Mercury is a good one. The reason is the present angle of the ecliptic, the path traveled by the sun, moon, and planets. In the spring, the ecliptic slopes northward. It places Mercury nearly straight up above the setting sun, as high as possible in the sky, visible from the northern half of the globe. So look for Mercury Saturday, or in the few nights after that. It'll be among several bright stars also visible in the west after sunset. About half an hour after sunset, Mercury will come into view, lower in the sky than most of the bright nearby stars, just above and to the right of the fiery red star Aldebaran. For May the 8th, that's our program. We'd like to send you information on how you can order a sky calendar and star chart. If you want that information, write us at the University of Texas McDonald Observatory in Austin, zip 78712, and don't forget, send us a self-addressed stamped envelope. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Joel Block.
What's that?
Do you want to go through the theme?
Oh, okay.
Turntable number 14, the voice of Long Island theme song.
Yow.
You think we can stop with the doors closing and all the other sound effects for a while?
Yeah, I think everybody's in.
Okay.
He's going to be in. Okay, keep it down, people.
It's going to be an hilarious show tonight.
Yeah, we got a lot of interesting things coming up.
It certainly is. It's 12 degrees Celsius.
Is it?
54 on the Fahrenheit scale, 90.1 on the FM scale.
It's nice outside. There are all sorts of trees and leaves and flowers.
Oh, isn't
it
wonderful?
And caterpillars and things like that.
It certainly is.
You know what I saw a lot of this week?
No.
Tent caterpillars.
Tent caterpillars.
I love tent caterpillars.
Tell me why.
They're great. They're nice and big and huge. You can crawl inside them sometimes. Well, at least the caterpillars can.
Oh, they can climb inside the tents.
Yeah, well, that's why they call them tents, because they leave in the morning and they come back at night. I don't know if they come back to the same tent. Maybe they keep journeying across Long Island or something and go out to other tents on the way.
Well, that's food for thought.
It certainly is.
Hmm.
Have you seen any interesting phenomena this week?
Well, just the trees. You know, it's fun to be able to wake up, have your window open at night, and wake up the next morning and look
still
at,
open.
Yeah, and look out that open window at leaves on the trees and hope that too many flies didn't come in overnight.
Yeah, those are summertime feelings. Green leaves and birds chirping. You know, there are a lot of different kinds of birds I've noticed this year.
Like mockingbirds, right?
You know, it's interesting you should say that. I heard one last night.
In your neighborhood?
Yeah, the mockingbird is back, and he's a damn good one, too, if I do say so myself.
You know, you should go approach him and see if you can get an exclusive contract with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an idea.
Mm-hmm.
The mockingbird I heard last night.
Hey, you know that rhymes?
Mockingbird I heard last night?
Mockingbird I heard.
Oh, yes, that's good. But anyway, he did impressions of a blue jay. He did a crow.
A flute?
He may have. I might have been out for mm-hmm. that one. He did a mourning dove.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't do mourning doves very often. They're in top form when they do those.
Let me hear you do a mourning dove.
Oh, boy. Ooh. Yeah, that's mourning dove.
I think Laurie Anderson does a great mourning dove on one of hers. No, maybe that's just a pigeon, the way she just goes, coo, coo.
Yeah, she goes, coo, coo. Yeah. Right, but that's not
maybe
really
it's a
an
cuckoo.
Imitation. That sounds like a human saying, coo, coo.
Oh. You know, I was up in Botsford today.
Where's that?
It's in Connecticut.
Connecticut?
Right.
Your favorite place.
Well, it was very nice up there today. I was up in the Danbury area, in the Brookfield area.
Has spring come to Connecticut?
Spring has sprung, in fact. Somebody, one of the motels or something we went past, or I don't know what it was. You know, they have these movable letters on the signs, like a theater or something. It wasn't a theater, but one of these places, it might have been a lawn and garden thing, had a little sign up that said, spring has sprung, and I thought that was so original.
Yeah, that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Speaking of signs, I've seen some interesting signs around. You know, they had a conference on, well, they always have conferences here on campus.
Oh, yeah, I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah, they had a conference on headaches this week, and they had all these big, huge yellow signs that had, in large letters, the word headache with an arrow. And it was pretty funny. The first time I saw it, I didn't really understand what
you
it
could,
meant.
You could get one of those and just, like, wear it around like one of those sandwich signs.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have the arrow pointing to your head. Because you see all these pregnant women all the time that have these arrows pointing down at the words baby or under construction or something like that.
I never saw that. That's pretty clever.
Yeah.
I've seen people with those on that aren't pregnant.
Oh, really?
I guess it's because they just have it left over after they've gone through the whole thing and there's no point in throwing it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot cheaper than getting pregnant again.
Yes, we kind of think of the economy as a thing.
Yeah, think of the country and all that.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Eric Corley, and you're?
Mike Uhas.
That's correct, and it's very correct.
And who are you, you radio listeners? Call up and tell us.
246-7901 is our telephone number.
And you know what we'll do? We'll put you on our mailing list.
Yes, we will do that. We have a master mailing list that we always send our program guides out to people at the beginning of every programming schedule. And
at the beginning of every programming day.
Yes, you'll be getting mail from us every day.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
No.
Lots, tons of it.
Yeah.
Oh, lots of mail.
But don't call us now. Wait till we're done babbling if you'd like to get on our mailing list.
We'd like to
free.
Babble. It is a free mailing list, yes. Yeah. And we won't give you a name to, you know, kooky organizations.
That's another good point, too.
You know, I got...
Unless we get hard up for money.
I didn't tell you.
We can give them to the moral majority or something.
You just took the words right out of my mouth. Speaking of kooky organizations, I got a newspaper this week from the moral majority.
Did you bring it with you?
It's locked up in a certain place. I can get to it.
Oh.
And it's very interesting because it has all these articles about various little things going on,
mm-hmm.
book banning and
ban booking.
Yeah, ban booking.
Did they have something to do with Lou Grant?
They just might, yes. Yes, that is very interesting news. Lou Grant has been canceled, according to CBS.
Hmm.
What a horrible thing to have happen.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I always used to watch that program. Not always, but in the past, when I was home a lot, I'd look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, ever since I kicked in my last TV set, I haven't gotten a chance to really
did you really
watch
do that?
Too much. Well, no, but I've come close to it many times.
I threw a bottle over my shoulder tonight, and it didn't break.
Yeah, right in our own newsroom, Mike. I'm surprised at you.
I knew it wouldn't break.
I don't know how you knew that, Mike. I mean, bottles usually break when you heave them about 7 feet off the ground and have them land on a cement floor. But that one didn't break. You must have had some sort of pack signed with it.
It only proves that we need a rug in our newsroom.
Yeah, it certainly does, but I don't know if that's the way to go about it.
And curtains on the windows in here.
But in any event, I used to watch Lou Grant a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to think it was a well-written show, fairly realistic. I mean, you can't say it's totally realistic, but it seemed to come closer than most of the glamour series that try to, detective shows, for instance. I don't consider those to be very realistic. I mean, just how realistic are The Rookies, huh? How realistic is Adam 12?
You know, I was watching Adam 12 last night on Channel 3.
Yeah?
Yeah, on Channel 3. Actually, it was during the commercials of Get Smart I was going to, and I found Adam 12. And it was really interesting. I remember Kent McCord and Martin Milner.
Kent McCord, yeah. What a promise he was. Whatever became of him?
Hmm. I think he was going to be the next Burt Wayne.
Burt Wayne?
No. Is that his name? The guy who played Robin.
The guy who played
Burt
Robin?
Burt Ward.
Burt Ward?
Yeah.
Oh. Who's Robin?
On Batman.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, I didn't know we were talking about that.
Uh-huh.
He has a chance to be that. That's interesting.
Yeah, he sure does. Well, what do we have tonight? We've got all sorts of music.
We have music, lots of it.
In a scrub-a-dub style-y?
Maybe, I don't know.
It was really interesting. I was on my way home from Connecticut this evening, and I'm driving down the Northern State Parkway, and I'm in Nassau County. I just went past the exit for Manhasset, and the tape I was listening to ended, so I popped it out, and I flipped on USB, and I could hear it there. That was the first amazing thing. The second amazing thing was that I heard one of my favorite tunes on that Raiders of the Lost dub album.
Yeah?
Junior Delgado.
Is that the one that Lister produced?
No, he produced a Paragon's tune.
Uh-huh.
But who was doing that reggae extravaganza tonight?
Oh, I understand we had a staff of our best Rasta people in tonight doing that show. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Somebody was carrying on.
Coming through the revolving door here at the station and spinning their own records and
bringing
going
their
right
own,
back out again.
Yeah, and bringing their own turntables as well, because I heard somebody say, that's June Lodge on turntable number 6.
Yeah, they did bring in their own turntables.
And then there was somebody else on turntable number 23 on USB.
Well, turntable 23 was brought in by one of our DJs. It was his own personal one. And in fact, it broke down for a little while and we had to fix it.
Oh, isn't that typical?
Yeah, but it is working now, and I understand that he brought it back home.
Yeah.
But yes, DJs do that quite often. They bring in their own tape decks and turntables. And
mm-hmm. So we're prime.
And tape recorders.
Yeah.
I said that already, but speakers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Never records, though.
And, you know, there's one fellow we have on the staff actually brings his own transmitter in. How's that for dedication?
Brings his own transmitter?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that Frank?
No, it's somebody else. I'm not going to mention his name, though.
Oh.
But
that's funny.
Yeah, it is. How about if we... do you have anything else to say?
Well, I'd just like to remind the folks that we do have a new episode of The Tripods coming up.
Oh, how can I forget The Tripods?
I don't know. You always seem to, though.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have?
Why don't we mention that The Tripods will be up between 1 and 2.
Okay, I suppose we could say that.
And on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And on Thursday night, some older ones, between 10:15 or so. Between 10:15, that's right. Yeah, between 10:15, between 10 after 10 and 10:20 at night.
Yes,
you might want to mention that.
Well, Tuesdays
as well.
And Thursdays we repeat the Tripods,
the old ones.
The old, but they're not so old anymore. They're catching up to the new ones because we do two of those a week and we only do one of the new ones a week.
Unless one of us isn't doing our show. For
yes,
that
like
week.
I didn't do my show this week. I know I wasn't here Tuesday night, but I was here Wednesday afternoon, wasn't I?
Boink.
Boink?
That's all I have to say.
Why'd you say boink?
Boink. Sounds like a great name for a magazine, doesn't it?
Yes, it does sound like a good name for a magazine. We gotta do something about that someday.
I think it's already been done.
Oh, well, it's one less thing to worry about. Another thing we're going to be doing...
Let's let our listeners out in Quag worry about it.
We're going to be listening to a lot of new records. We've been getting a lot of new records.
That's right.
And we, every so often... For the service of our listeners, we audition them on the air, listen to some of them.
And we rate them.
Yeah, we throw in pertinent comments as to what these albums will mean.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing that to a lot of albums coming up. If you want to call us up with a suggestion of an album you'd like us to review, by all means, we do this live. We don't tape it. Everything's done live.
Not on Memorex. And at 2 o'clock, we have...
our memorable album side. And I already have some ideas for that. Do you have any ideas for that?
You do.
But do you?
No.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of good stuff in that library of ours, though.
Yes.
Very, very obscure.
Yes, extremely obscure. We have some obscure things coming up for you. Do you have something obscure on the turntable?
Yes, I do. It's, in fact...
What turntable is it on?
Let's see. Number one.
Turntable one.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
Okay.
Well, it's this thing by Audience, and I kind of figured you'd get
Audience?
A kick out of it.
Mm-hmm. Audience?
Yeah, the one and only Audience.
The one and only voice of Long Island.
At the one and only 516-246-7901.
One.
If you want to be on our mailing list or anything else,
call us up. Okay. That's it. Who was that?
That was a pretty good tune, don't you think?
I think so. You got into it.
Yeah. Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh. That's George Nooks.
Sir. George Nooks?
And
how do you spell that?
N-O-O-K-S.
Aha. Uh-huh. Where did he come from?
Cupertino.
What record company is that on?
That's on Joe Gibbs Music.
Oh.
Hey, you know, it was pretty interesting. On the way home from Connecticut this evening, I was listening to this reggae program here on USB.
Uh-huh.
And what was it, 2 weeks ago when you were on the phone, you weren't in the studio, you had mentioned how Joe Gibbs is really good with the bass lines and the songs.
Yes.
And whoever it was playing, I believe, a Diana Ross and the Supremes tune or something like that. I'm not too sure what was going on.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
But a song or two after that, there was another song without much bass in it at all. And then a Joe Gibbs tune comes on. And boom, really, really, really deep bass. And it was really interesting because I was driving along on Wisconsin Highway, and I looked up and I saw the sign that said Gibbs Pond Road.
Wow, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Do you know what song it was?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I definitely know that that is true.
Yeah.
Throbbing basses and things.
Yeah.
Well.
I know it wasn't Boxing Around.
No. Boxing Around, Boxing Wild.
We played that last week.
Cornell Campbell.
Yeah.
It's 12:30, straight up.
Straight down.
Yeah. You know, this is the first really kosher Voice of Long Island we've done in the last 2-3 weeks.
That's right. Well, how kosher is it going to be? I have a feeling I might be leaving a little early myself.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't express that feeling to me.
Well, I'm expressing it now.
Well, we'll talk about that later.
Let's fight about it.
Okay.
But
if you're in the other studio, it's kind of hard to really yell and scream passionately.
Well, do you have any sound effects there that the listeners would kind of...
Well, let's see. I could sort of say that... That something happened. I kind of knocked into you or something,
mm-hmm.
and you were standing on the edge of a staircase, and then suddenly you went like that. You know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of nasty. And
yeah, it is. So let's forget all about that.
Yeah.
Well,
frankly, I don't think it's a good idea.
Oh no.
Yeah, I think that. No. On second thought, no. No, definitely not. No, definitely not.
No, definitely not. But now, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I wouldn't say that.
It's time for our Voice of Long Island record audition spot.
Yes. The one and only.
Do you got a bunch of records? We haven't done this in over a year.
I've got a lot of records here.
And
a lot of new records.
These were all picked out at random from the new records section.
Yes. And according to requests that our listeners have voiced,
mm-hmm.
we're
going to be auditioning some cuts off the latest albums that we've gotten here at the station. I'm going to start.
You're going to start. Okay, what do you have?
I have something from Earl Hines.
Earl Hines.
Earl Father Hines from a new album called Paris Session. Wasn't that
good? Wow,
I thought
amazing.
That was just swell, don't you think?
That's kind of one of those old-time albums with the Charlie Chaplin film in the background.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm going to like this album
I can't resist anymore. Well,
the memories that brings back.
Mm-hmm, it certainly does. That's new on the inner...
I can just see Charlie walking down, you know, the street, sort of in that walk of his with the Keystone Cops chasing him. I recommend this album highly. What do you say? Yeah.
New on the inner city.
Yeah,
label.
Inner city.
Yeah.
Who else would have the guts to put out a record like that?
Yeah, who would? I mean, really.
Okay, so we both score a plus for that one.
Yes, we do.
Now, I have something here.
Are we keeping track of this or what?
Well, you have a pen and paper.
Yes.
Why don't you write them down as we go along so
okay.
we can sort of review it at the end. All right, now I have something from a guy named Dave Edmonds, okay?
Oh.
You may know Dave Edmonds from the band Rockfile.
Mm-hmm.
He works with Nick Lowe quite a bit.
Yeah.
And he's been around, actually, quite a long time. This is his seventh album. It's called D.E. the Seventh.
Mm-hmm.
And Bruce Springsteen wrote a song in this album, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this song is called From Small Things, Big Things One Day Come.
Hmm, let's hear it.
Let's take a listen to it.
Ooh.
As you can tell, it's kind
of,
you know, the hard stuff once again.
Yeah.
Screaming guitars,
mm-hmm.
fast beat.
Mm-hmm.
And some vocals in the background, too, you know.
Let's just hear just a couple of more selections from that.
Okay, we really don't have that much time, but let's try it. You know,
it's got
it's
potential.
Clean.
Yeah,
it's clean.
It certainly is.
The band is tight.
I give that a plus vote myself. How about you?
Well, you know, I've heard better from Dave Edmonds, and this is a Bruce Springsteen song, so it is kind of unfair to say that it's Dave Edmonds, in fact.
Let's listen to another cut, then, quickly now.
Well, would you rather do that?
Just,
okay, let's see what we have here.
Doesn't really matter.
Gosh darn it. Doesn't seem like Dave Edmonds wrote anything on this album.
Well, it doesn't really matter, does it?
No, he didn't write a single song in here. Chuck Berry has a song in this album. So chalk up another one for Chuck. This is called Dear Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, it's called Dear Dad. I'm sorry. And, where is it? Oh, there it is. Where is it? Here it is. You know, the old-time rock and roll thing.
Mm, yeah. Do you give that a point?
That song, yes, I do give a point. I feel that song's a lot stronger than the Springsteen song.
So it just seems
like another remake.
We each give the Dave Edmunds a point as well.
Yeah, but not as strong a point as...
Well, no, there's only a point and no points.
What do you have on the top?
I have something here that I know you're going to love. Iron Maiden.
I don't like that. I think that's awful. How many times have we heard lyrics like that, Mike? How many times... Did you hear that backbeat?
Which backbeat?
Is a gratuitous backbeat, if I ever saw one.
Yeah.
That's overdone, highly polished. I mean, the 12-year-old kids may like it, but come on, it's really not going anywhere. I give that a strong minus.
I give that a zero myself. So we can only... Well, how are we grading these things anyway?
Well, just plus and minus, I guess, is really the fairest way to do it.
Okay, fine.
All right, now I have something here from Jeff Lorber. It's a brand new album.
Oh, the Jeff Lorber Fusion?
It's a fact. That's the name of the album, in fact. Uh-huh. It's a fact. Jeff Lorber just came out. Well, let's see. Well, actually, this came out about a month ago, maybe even 2 months ago.
Yeah?
It's on Arista Records, and this track is called The Magician. You know, you can see the fusion element there.
And more of a rhythmy and bluesy type of thing.
It's pleasant to listen to on a starry night, but not really anything new. But then again, with Jeff Lorber, are you really looking for something new?
That's true.
You know,
it does have potential, though. Then again, you could go in the back of the library and listen to any of his other records and find it sounds the same.
You can listen to his albums all at the same time. You know, it really wouldn't contrast with themselves
too much. I'm sure people have actually tried that. So, well, I'll have to give that a point.
Let's give that one more brief listen. It's, like I said, good, but slightly repetitious. I'll give it a weak plus, but better than nothing.
So figure 1.5 altogether on that, right? Okay?
Okay, good enough.
Okay.
What do you have?
I have something from the Funboy 3. Ooh, that was great.
Yeah.
I love that little bass in there. It just popped in there just so perfectly. Now, these are former members
of the Specials.
The Specials, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't think they've really lost anything, especially on that track.
Yeah.
It sounds like they still got the music.
Well, I'm listening to a couple of tracks here.
Third World, yeah.
It almost sounds like Togo. I give that a point. How about you?
I'd say yes. It's an encouraging album. It's a progressive album, and one that I'd like to see them advance on, build upon, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see, the Specials could not have done things like that.
Why is that? Because there are so many of them?
There are so many of them, for one thing. Mm-hmm. And there are about, 10, 20 of them in the band. And
there's only three of the Funboy 3.
Yes, that's right. Also, the Specials had, in fact, a larger following, and this could have hurt them as far as progressing went, because they didn't feel as if they could progress because everybody expected them to do something.
Yeah.
Here we have the Funboy 3. Mm-hmm. They've never put out a record before. They've never done anything before. No one knows who they are.
Ooh, yeah.
All right? And they're free to do anything they want.
Right.
All you know is that they're former members of the Specials. Yeah. Okay, that's like saying you're a member of the Anglo-Saxon race, you know? I mean, how many people are in the Specials? Lots of them. Come on.
That's true.
That's not saying anything.
Yeah, you're right. What's your next one there?
Okay, what I have here is something by Wall Matthews.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now, the album is on Mangos Records.
Who?
It's a strange...
I thought that was on Fretless.
Well, let me see. Maybe that is on Fretless. No, actually, it's on Philo, but it's like all these different subdivisions. You have Fretless Records as a division of Philo Records, and I think Amagos is a division of Fretless, but that's nothing to fret about. The... The Dance in Your Eyes, name of the Wall Matthews LP, we're going to listen to a track called The Nagual. That's Nagual. Let's take a listen to this and see what it sounds like. Electric guitar.
But in an acoustic setting.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting. Has potential. Let's listen to another track.
Okay. There's not really anything... outstanding on the album, I would say. Maybe something in this tune, The Village. Because you have that light little guitar there, and it sort of sounds pleasant, something to sit by a lake and one of those folding chairs, you know, that you sit upon. They're usually green, and you can wrap them up and put them on top of your car.
Yeah, I figure
sit by a lake and listen to that. It's really nice.
I'll give that 3/4. How about you?
3/4?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'll equal that.
Okay.
I think the album is Okay, yeah, I'll go with that.
That's a total of 1.5 for Wall Matthews.
This comes from Quaker Hill, Connecticut.
Ooh, I wonder if that's near Botsford.
I don't know. 06375.
Ooh. Yeah, that does sound like a Q zip code. We got here something from The Dawgs, a new album called My Town.
The Dawgs?
The Dawgs, D-A-W-G-S.
Ooh. Oh, come on. How many times does a band like this come out of the streets anyway?
Well,
look, another Mick Jagger sound like another heavy metal, hey, dig it, you know? I mean,
yeah,
do we need this?
Too.
Do we really need this, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
I give that a... Can I give double minuses?
No, you just give yours... You give it a zero?
Yes.
You do? Okay. Well, I'll have to give it a quarter, so that's a quarter altogether.
You like that stuff?
Well, I only give it a quarter.
Well, that means you like it more than me.
That's true.
I'm surprised at you.
Well, hey, I'm open-minded, you know.
I'm open-minded, too, and right now my mind is saying I don't like that stuff. The Dawgs. Yuck. All right, I got something here from someone who is the voice of the 80s, okay?
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
And I think Jerry DeLisle will agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
A female person named Helen Bonchek Schneier.
Oh, Helen Schneier.
Yeah, some people would say that. On the Hallelujah Line is the name of the album, and it comes on Folk Legacy Records.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're listening to a track right now called Where Is My Wandering Boy Tonight?
Of him, he knows.
I love that. That's great harmony. I think we can't beat that at all.
I have nothing to say about those vocals. They're just so moving.
Mm-hmm.
And they hit you right in the heart. They should just want to become a part of the tradition.
Let's hear a different cut, maybe.
Okay, well, we'll look at... what's one? There's a Shout in the Camp. What do you say about that one?
Fine. Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
The guitar there?
That's a banjo.
Banjo,
yeah.
I mean.
That's good. That's good that we can recognize the different instruments.
Yeah.
That's great. I'll give it a full point.
I will, too. In fact, I'll give her... another point, just for the ingenuity that she has in ending some of her songs.
Well, I'll see that point, and I'll raise it another half a point.
Okay. Well, you have 2 points now, then.
So then it's what? We have it, she's up to what, 4 points already?
4 points.
4 points for Helen Schneier. And we were only starting out, and this is great, the rating system we have here.
She's got a lot of imagination. I mean,
speaking of imagination.
Listen to the ending on this song. You know, folk people don't do that very often.
That's true. The next album I'll bet she puts out is going to be going to have a B-side in dub.
A B-side in dub?
Yeah, I'll bet
maybe.
It does.
Maybe.
This next thing, I'm not even going to say what it is, because you probably all heard it before, but we have to give it a chance anyhow. Wasn't that great?
That was, well, it's a kind of album I could listen to not really get a feeling of.
Did you recognize it from that little?
I'd actually rather not say. That's you know how I feel about that kind of music.
Yeah, do you know it's Pac-Man Fever?
Yeah, I'm certain anyone is aware of that. Because we've heard it many times before.
I have to give it 2/10 of a point.
2/10 of a point?
Yeah. That's 1/5.
I give it 1/10.
Okay, so that's 3/10 altogether for Pac-Man Fever.
Yes. There is a new album out by Jethro Tull.
Ooh.
Hey. It's called The Broadsword. All right?
Uh-huh.
And the Broadsword and the Beast.
Ooh.
Okay? Let's take a listen to what this sounds like. Same old stuff. It never ends, does it? Jethro Tull keeps coming out an album every year, you know? Nothing ever changes. Same sound, same guitar,
same old
voice.
Reggae beat.
Oh. Reggae beat?
No, just kidding.
Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, that was a different song on the other side of the album. It sounded exactly the same.
Yeah, I noticed the similarity there. I'll have to give it a zero.
Well, I won't go that far. I'll give it a 0.2.
Oh, so that's 2/10 of a point.
Yeah.
For Jethro Tull.
How many more do you have, Mike?
I have 3 or 4 here.
Okay.
How do you like this? Good, huh?
Pleasant, but, you know, nothing new.
They call me Renner Dine.
They certainly did. This is a
Another one of those folk legacies. This is a bunch of stuff. This the one thing we did here was from Joe Hickerson.
Ooh.
And his friends, Rain or Dine, and Rain or Dean, or whatever you want to call it. I would give it, certainly, give it a whole full point.
A full point?
A full
I'll give it half a point.
I'd even give it a point and a half myself, because that's the kind of thing I like.
I've got an album here.
So that's 2 points for Joe Hickerson.
I've got an album here from Bonnie Raitt. It's called Green White.
Oh, I'll give it 2 points.
Yes, yes, no more on that. 2 points for her.
Okay, so that's a total of 4 points for Bonnie.
Good, Bonnie.
Great. I have something here. This is, I'm not even too sure who it is. It's probably going to play it at the wrong speed, too, as well. But this is something by, what's this? I don't even know. Rescue.
Rescue.
I think I did play it at the wrong speed. No, maybe I still am at the wrong speed.
I think the record's fine.
Yeah.
You're at the wrong speed.
That's true, too. No, it was 33 all along, so in that case, they're not making it very clear, so we have to give Rescue.
upon the bridges. Down here by the river, you've been here forever, Harry and Liz. What can the matter be in a world full of glamour? Does it lift you up? Or is it railway jealous charm? You just sit there and look from your carriage as you watch the scene go by. Tourists from the east, a tourist from the west, could it lift you up, or is it railway carriage charm? Among the bridges, your hand by the river, your feet here forever. There is it. There is it. There's so many people going down by the river. Down by the river to get clean. The fog of illusion, the fog of confusion is hanging all over the world. Girls from the east, girls from the west. Does it lift you up, or is it a railway carriage charm?
Forgot to tell me that she didn't eat me. I had a gig in the American Legion Hall. It was a dance for the volunteer ambulance corps. She was sitting in a corner against the wall, and she would smile and I melted all over the floor. Going steady. I started fooling around with the vertical hold. We got some lunches and I made some spaghetti. We sat and we talked into the night. What Channel 2 was signing off the air. I found the softness of the mouth. We made love to find first in it. Yeah.
dang mighty fine. She's on my pillow and I've been Maria. She's on my pillow and I've been Maria. She's on my pillow and I've been Maria.
You got the heartache and the style. residence. Right here on USB. Where else would you hear something like this? Huh. We heard the Chipmunks before that, and Queen of Hearts, what is it? It's a couple minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. And we have something here. A couple of weeks ago, we interviewed a woman, Suzanne Ciani, and we spoke about her music and stuff. We have something here by her. This is called Melody and Sea on the Voice of Long Island. 2467901. Thank you.
Free Long Island, with symbiotic cooperation from the Three Village Tobacco Farms, proudly presents the exciting adventures of the Tripod family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. When we left our friends last week, Kathy was just about to make a major announcement to Howard regarding her dealings with Stanley Steinstein. This week, we're going to pull a cheap trick and join Charlie in the Amalgamated Hospital in Huntington.
Look, I really don't understand why I'm still here in the Amalgamated Hospital. After all, I only got nicked by a stray bullet. The wound healed over 2 weeks ago. You can't even see any scar. Why can't I go home?
I'm sorry, Mr. Davenport. The day is doctor's orders.
Doctor's orders? What kind of a doctor would force somebody who's perfectly healthy to stay inside a dark and dingy hospital?
Oh, Mr. Davenport, I hope you're not saying anything nasty about Dr. Phillips. He's the finest in his field. You know that.
Nurse, what is his field? I'm not sick. I don't have a fever. My pulse is normal. Everything's fine.
You can't be too careful, Mr. Davenport. After all, you may feel healthy, but you're probably still very sick.
There's another thing I'm curious about, nurse. How come in all the time I've been in this place, not a single person has come by to visit me?
Well, do you have any friends, Mr. Davenport?
I've got plenty of friends. That's why I'm asking. I haven't gotten a single phone call or a bouquet of flowers or anything you're supposed to get when you're in the hospital.
Let me check your file.
What is it?
Nurse,
what's going on?
Oh, that's the funniest thing I think I've ever seen. I forgot to take you out of intensive care.
What? You did what?
Not to worry.
What are you talking about?
It ain't too serious. You see, you're not intensive care anymore, but everybody out there thinks you are. That's why you haven't been getting any visitors. Oh, that's funny.
Wait a minute. That means...
Hot damn.
Everybody probably thinks I'm in much worse shape than I really am. They must be worried to death. My wife, all my relatives, the tripod family. What?
Mr. Davenport, you promised me you wouldn't say that name in front of me again.
Well, that happens to be their real name, so you might as well get used to it.
I'll try, but it ain't going to be too easy.
I can't get over how incompetent this place is. Now, last time I was here, you took out my tonsils.
Oh, we did a good job, didn't we?
I had appendicitis. And then you charged me for a heart transplant I never had.
Oh, you didn't get your heart transplant. Well, we'll see about that. Let me go get the doctor.
No, don't do that. I don't want a heart transplant. I just want to get out of here before I go crazy.
Oh, sit down, Mr. Davenport. Here come the doctor.
All right, good. Now maybe we'll get some answers around here.
How are you today, patient?
I'm fine, Doctor. I've been fine every day for the last 2 weeks. I really want to get out of here.
Well, I'm afraid that would be quite impossible. You're being held here indefinitely.
Indefinitely? Why, for heaven's sake? Does this have something to do with the fact that I sued the Amalgamated Hospital for $250,000 a few years ago?
Oh, no. That's not it at all. Mr. Davenport, we'd just like to get some time to get to know you a little better.
And so it appears as if Charlie will be spending a little bit more time at the Amalgamated Hospital in Huntington. What will become of him, and will he be treated safely? You want to be with us next time when we'll hear Dr. Phillips say...
What did I do with that hacksaw?
That's next time on The Exciting Adventures of the Tripod Family, a co-presentation of Radio Free Long Island and the Three Village Tobacco Farms. This is Don Topeka.
take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rob them no more.
Yet.
Don't talk back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight,
or you won't go outside now.
Yuck.
Don't talk back.
You just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundromat. And when you finish doing that, bring in the dough and put out the crap.
Yuck.
Don't talk back.
Yeah, Dillard, Hartford, and Dillard from their album Permanent Wave, Yakety Yak.
Yakety Yak, oh, what a version. Flying Fish version, huh?
Yeah, on the Flying Fish label.
Yeah, we had another version of that.
There's a couple of very good tunes on here. Could you take this record off for just
certainly
a minute?
Oh, there you go.
Better yet, hand me the album cover.
Okay, there you go.
Go around the sidewalk.
I'll try not to make it hit against the microphone too much.
Flip it over. Flip this album over.
Whoops.
And play the second cut.
Play the second cut?
Yeah.
Well, I'll just audition it for a second. It's a very long song.
On Reggae Woman.
Oh.
You like
we that? Heard that before.
Did we?
Boogie on Reggae Woman.
Yeah.
Originally done by Stevie.
Wonder.
Full. Okay, we heard another version of Yakety Yak.
By the Tripod Family.
No, it wasn't by the Tripod Family. It's by a cat named Sandy Nelson.
A cat, yeah. He's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. On Imperial Records, Rock and Roll Revival. Let me try to figure out what year this came out. It's pretty old, I can tell you that much.
It's before they started putting dates on albums.
I guess so. It's his 60s, definitely. And one thing it says in the back of this album from Sandy Nelson is, I hope some of the enjoyment we had in putting this album together will rub off on you.
Good.
Did it rub off on you, Mike?
Let me see the album. No.
Ah, too bad. Well, Sandy, don't feel too bad about it. Maybe it rubbed off on someone.
Hmm. Did it rub off on you?
If it rubbed off on you out there, call us up at 246-7901, but not now.
Because we have a phone call to make.
That's right.
We're trying to get through to Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli. Where
we're
are we going to...
still searching.
We should try Reykjavik, Iceland.
Well, maybe we can try that after, too, because, well, you know, they're pretty busy up until 2.
Oh, okay.
Being Iceland Dex and all that.
Uh-huh.
Icelanders and Iceland D. People who live in Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of trying Switzerland. Does anyone have any objections to that? Strong objections.
No.
Not silly ones. Okay. Montreux is the capital. Am I correct?
Are you?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let me see if I can start making a call here. Well, we're going to try to find Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli in Montreux, Switzerland.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Has to be the kosher deli. Bring that microphone card over a little bit.
Okay.
Morning, Mr. Fritz, may I help you?
Yes, operator, we're trying to reach information overseas. This would be for Switzerland.
Okay, sure. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, bum. Hear all the buttons in the background.
Yes, and that little interesting sounding tone there. And the sound of the ocean being covered.
Ooh. Oh.
Information for what city, please?
Yes, Montreux. Hello?
Montreux, okay.
Yes, we're looking for the number of Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli.
Can you please spell me, please?
Oscar is spelled O-S-C-A-R, and that's All Night, A-L-L-N-I-G-H-T, Kosher, K-O-S-H-E-R, Deli, D-E-L-I.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Listen, the first name is Oscar and then K?
Well, yes, it would be listed under O for Oscar, in all likelihood.
Okay, but listen, but the family name, would you mind be so kind of spelling once again?
No, it's a delicatessen. Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli.
Why can't these people understand that?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, listen, Oscar is the first name and the family name?
No, operator, it's a business. It's Oscar's Deli.
Charcuterie.
Oscar is the name of the business?
Yes, Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Maybe we're being switched up to the supervisor now. She speaks Spanish. It's a step up anyway. We're getting closer.
Bum 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 bum.
Shoo-bidoo bow.
Shoo-bidoo bow.
Hello?
Hello.
The company's name is Oscar?
Yes.
And then?
Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli.
Would you then be so kind and spell me what you need exactly? Because under Oscar I can't find anything.
That's O-S-C-A-R, then All Night, A-L-L-N-I-G-H-T. Kosher, K-O-S-H-E-R, Deli, D-E-L-I.
K-O-S?
Yes, it's K-O-S-H-E-R.
Uh-huh.
Deli, D-E-L-I.
And it's a company.
Yes, it is. It's a business.
Hold on, please.
Thank you, operator.
Oh, boy. They're good in Switzerland, yeah. Is it a company? Is it incorporated?
I don't know.
We find Oscar, we'll ask him. I should say at this point that if anyone has any suggestions on countries we should call to find Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli, call us up.
We should try Fiji.
Yes, why didn't we try Fiji? Maybe we can try that after 2 o'clock, too.
Okay.
What do you say?
Sounds good to me.
As soon as we figure out where it is. Our number is 246-7901. Area code 5.
1-6. What's the country code?
I think 1 is the country code for the United States.
Really?
Yes. That's only of interest to Russian trawlers and Argentinian jets and that kind of thing.
And those people who are in Reykjavik, Iceland, or Montreux, Switzerland.
Yes, or even Greenland.
Why don't you ask the operator what the country code is for the United States?
I think that might blow a fuse inside her if we tried that.
Yeah, probably.
At this point.
I wonder what would happen if you just hung up on her. I wonder how frustrated she'd be.
She'd probably quit. It gives you great satisfaction to know you've totally messed up somebody on the other side of the world, doesn't it? I know the feeling.
I'm sure you do.
It is a fun feeling. Come on, let's face it.
Has anybody ever messed you up from the other side of the world?
Well, I don't know, because not that many people call me from the other side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It is possible to do that, you know. It's possible to totally change someone's life from the other side of the
Remember
world.
Remember the Oscars all-night kosher deli we reached in Namibia?
Well, we didn't actually reach
Hello?
It.
Ooh.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you please tell me what kind of company it is?
It's a food store.
A food store?
Yes. Yeah, you can go there for sandwiches and stuff.
Is that an address, please?
No, I'm sorry. I just know it's in Montreux.
Hold on. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
I wonder if she thinks she's getting closer.
I hope so. She doesn't sound like it, though.
Hello?
Hello?
It's a new list.
It is? Good. Could we have the number?
No, I was asking you if it's a new listing or not.
Oh, I'm not so sure. I really don't know. It might be.
I think it's been there for generations.
Mm-hmm. No, because Oscar Olmert Kosher Deli, we can't find anything like that in Montreux.
She got it.
Do you know what perhaps is the family name of this, or the owner's name?
Yeah, it might be listed under that, but we don't know his last name.
Oh, you don't know his last name. Hold on.
Uh-oh. That sounded like a pretty definitive click.
Definitive is not the word.
No. How could she help us if we don't have the last name?
Maybe we're going to her supervisor.
She have a mind reader or something?
Mm.
Where are we going?
Hmm.
What time is it over in Montreal? Do you have any idea?
Well, it's almost 2 o'clock in America.
Yes. We're late for our news.
Yeah.
But it will be coming nonetheless, and the 2 o'clock album slide will be coming somewhere around 2 o'clock.
Hmm.
Not on the nose.
But when is it ever on the nose?
I don't think it ever has been once. We've been doing it for about a year now.
Yeah. We've had some good albums in that time.
We have, but we've never started them exactly at 2 o'clock.
Sometimes we've even started them. I think we even caught one at 1:58.
We did one early once?
Mm-hmm.
Is that possible?
Yeah, it's probably the day I wasn't here, or you weren't here.
Well, neither one of us were here.
Hmm.
Has that ever happened?
Mm-mm.
Hmm. Well, who knows where she went to try to find more information for us.
Why don't you ask her, hello?
That's not going to do any good. Want to try it?
Hello?
No, fell on deaf ears in Switzerland.
Hmm. Bum, bum, bum.
We're on Swiss hold. No question about that. And it's almost 2 o'clock here on USB. We'll let you know the moment it it turns into 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. That's if we don't forget.
It's 2 o'clock.
And this is WUSD.
Stony Brook.
New York.
It's 12 degrees Celsius.
And that's about, 54 Fahrenheit.
That is correct. Should I start reading the news?
No, because that's the second half.
And where's the first half?
The other half's in the other...
What was that, a wave?
The other half's in the other room.
Well, do we have to read the first half first?
No.
Hello, listen.
Whoa.
Hello.
Listen, it might be under the name of the owner because, like, Oscar Olmert Kosher Deli, we can't find anything in Montreux.
Hmm. Well, I'm going to have to do some research, operator, then.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for your help.
Welcome, sir.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, she said Oscar's all-night kosher belly.
That's what it sounded like she said.
That is funny.
No wonder she couldn't get through.
Okay, well, let's lose this connection here. There we go.
You lost it.
All right, now, we did not get through. There is no Oscar's all-night kosher deli in Montreux, Switzerland.
Nor is there an Oscar's all-night kosher belly in Montreux.
Or in Togo, or in What else did we find? Well, we didn't never got through to the Falkland Islands, did we? Because
no,
the telephone services.
At this point in history, I don't think we'd want to, in fact.
Yes.
Because it has turned into a rather bloody thing, and it's not funny anymore.
No, it's not. It's lost all its charm.
Hmm.
Well, I'm going to start reading the second half of the news.
Well, do we have an album side ready for...
I have an album side picked down, unless you have a better one.
No, I don't.
You probably don't, knowing you. But anyway, let me just go on to say that it's 201, and the U.S. Steel Corporation has filed unfair trade petitions against five countries for dumping low-priced steel into the U.S. marketplace. The nation's largest steelmaker accuses South Korea, Italy, France, Brazil, Albania, no, not Albania, and West Germany of subsidizing the cost of steel production and sending it to America at lower-than-production prices. U.S. Steel has reported a 70% decline in first quarter 1982 earnings compared to a year ago. And news gathering operations for the Atlanta Journal and the Atlanta Constitution are being combined. Atlanta Newspapers, which owns both the Morning Constitution and the Afternoon Journal, says news assignments are often duplicated by reporters at the two papers. My, my. The Washington trial of John Hinckley Jr. is recessed until Monday. In testimony Friday, three doctors said they never saw Hinckley out of contact with reality in tests before and after the shooting of President Reagan. Mike has more news. One more sentence left on this story, if I can possibly get through it. The defense wants to prove Hinckley was insane when he fired at Reagan last spring. Well, evangelist Billy Graham is in the Soviet Union to attend the Conference of Religious Leaders in Moscow on his last trip to the Soviet Union back in 1959. That's 1959. Graham became well known for saying, "The devil is the god of Soviet communist leaders." Well, some students at a high school in northeast Alabama were given the choice Friday of changing their shirts or leaving school. They reported to school wearing T-shirts sold at a concert by the country and western group Alabama. Garments with a small Confederate flag on them. That's apparently not allowed under a Calhoun County School Board rule banning clothing adorned with controversial writings, drawings, or decals. Mike?
Why would you want to put a decal on a shirt?
Some people put decals on anything, including the soles of their feet.
Found the other half.
I'm glad.
It's not going to make any sense, though. And, well, let's just start. Here's the latest news. The Argentine government issued a communique Friday night accusing Britain of an absence of good faith in efforts to resolve the Falkland Islands conflict. The Argentines are angered by Britain's declaration extending the war zone in the South Atlantic. The communique. Did you ever hear that pronounced as communique?
Many times.
The communique described the move as another escalation of the conflict. Britain has threatened to attack any Argentine plane or ship more than 12 miles off the Argentine coast. Argentina's defense minister told reporters that the expansion is another sign of the inflexibility of the British government. And Argentina's deputy foreign minister is in New York to discuss a UN-sponsored peace plan with the UN Secretary General. They'll hold their second meeting on Saturday. The list of first-quarter losses in the airline industry continues to grow. Continental Airlines reports 23 M million. That's 23 M million dollars. That's
$23 million.
Worth of red ink during the first three. That's three. That's
3 months
of this year. Texas Air, which owns 51%. That's 51. That's
5.1%
of Continental stock posted a 31 million. That's 31 million. That's
30 plus 1
million dollar first. That's first. That's
1 quarter
loss.
Okay, so much for the news.
No, there's plenty more.
Oh, please.
There might even be a weather here.
I've got the weather right here in my hands.
And what's all this stuff I have? How about some scores?
Well, if you think so.
Here's a final. The Atlanta Braves 6. That's 6. That's
okay, enough of this. I'm not going to say any more. I'm going to read the weather.
Oh, okay.
All right? Currently 12 degrees in Stony Brook. They're being faded down.
That's 54.
54 on the Fahrenheit scale. Showers are likely on the overnight and tomorrow. Chance of some thunderstorms.
Boom!
It'll be warm and humid with highs in the 70s. And tomorrow night, chance of an occasional shower, lows 50 to 55. The outlook for Sunday is partly cloudy. I'm sorry, partly sunny and mild.
Hmm.
There's not really any difference between that.
Yes, there is.
6 minutes after, 7 minutes after 2 o'clock.
And time for the 2 o'clock album side on WUSB.
Stony Brook. Now, we have an album that was kind of locally produced here. It's performances from the inaugural season of the Bacaria Festival and Institute. Live from the Fine Arts Center of the State University of New York at Stony Brook, recorded June 22nd through July 5th, 1981. The Bacaria group consists of Samuel Barron, music director and flutist, Phyllis Bryn Jolson, soprano, James Buswell, violinist, Susan Davini Weiner, soprano, Timothy Eddy, cellist, Seth McCoy, tenor, Thomas Paul, bass, Ronald Roseman, oboist, Janice Taylor, contralto, and Yuhadi Weimer. Weiner, excuse me, keyboard player, and fellows of the Institute. Now, this record came out, I believe, on its own label. It's recorded by the Bacaria Group Association.
Huh.
And it's quite impressive to look at, because it says right there, State University of New York at Stony Brook, in huge letters, and it looks like a good record, too.
It does. Let's see what it sounds like.
Okay, we're going to listen to Side 2. Again, our phone number is 246-7901. If you have any comments, suggestions, demands, information, that kind of thing. Thank you.
Oh, Thank you.
Okay, that's the okay, Mike. It's the Bach Aria Festival and Institute. We heard Motet, number one, and Brandenburg Concerto number four. Side two of the record that was recorded at the State University of New York at Stony Brook, June 22nd through July 5th, 1981, right here at the Fine Arts Center on campus. Bach Aria Festival and Institute. The inaugural season, and the second one will be coming up this summer. Stay tuned to USB for full details on everything concerning that.
Hmm. Have we mentioned on this album at all?
I don't think so. I don't think we had anything to do with this album. That's probably why.
Uh-huh.
But
maybe
we'll have something to do with the next one.
Yeah.
I think it's very nice though, that they got an album put out. It's
and send it to us.
Well, yeah, I would hope they would, but it presents a very good image for the university and the Fine Arts Center here on campus that really comes through with a heck of a lot of interesting things throughout the year.
A heck of a lot of fine arts.
Have you ever been to one of their performances?
Oh, yeah.
What have you seen?
I was there a couple months ago.
Uh-huh.
I forgot what I saw.
Oh, must have been really good then.
Yeah.
It's 2:38.
Oh, we're going to start the program all over again.
I'm over in Denver or somewhere. 2:38 is the time.
We should try to call Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli in Denver. See if we can get the number. While we're talking about Denver, why don't we do it?
I thought we were going to...
We can do that too, but in the meantime...
All right. What's the area code for Denver?
303.
303, all right. Let me just start up the dialing here.
And continue the dialing. Get ready to write the number down.
Why don't you do the asking?
Okay. You get ready and write the number down.
Okay. Uh-oh.
How could that be?
Our local phone system is messing up once again. That's been happening quite a bit.
Oh, really?
You can't make long-distance calls sometimes.
Why don't you try it again? It's probably better by now.
All right, I'll try it one more time.
Okay.
This is the last chance they're going to get, though.
Dialing for delis.
We are going to try another country that one of our listeners suggested a little later on. Hello. I think our phone system has died.
Did you dial 1212?
Yes, I did. There it is again. I'll tell you, my bell is messing up tonight.
It's all bollocks.
Royally. You know, that's been happening quite a bit recently. I've had problems with payphones.
Stealing and eating your money, huh?
Yeah, you know...
Speaking of payphones, we have a number for a payphone up in Connecticut. You want to call it sometime?
Maybe a little later. Okay, that sounds like fun.
Right.
I tried calling someone just down the block. Well, very close, like a few houses away here in Stony Brook, and... I dialed the number and it went long distance all the way through Nassau County, it sounded like, before I got connected.
Hmm.
It's like really far away.
Oh, that's when you were trying to call the pizza place, wasn't it?
No, I was actually trying to call back here to the radio station from somewhere else, from a payphone, I think.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Enough of the silliness. We don't need to talk about phones all the time.
From the Chinese place.
We have some interesting articles.
A list of demands.
A list of demands from who?
From children.
Ooh.
This was originally in... Kids' Day.
Well, it was only in Kids' Day, actually.
Yeah, up until now. And Kids' Day is a part of Newsday. You can see it every Sunday morning.
Actually, you can see it every day, can't you? In some sort of a form.
That's true. But you can see the big one on Sunday morning on your front stoop.
The great big one.
So here's a list of demands. We thought of several things we'd demand if we were kings. I'll just read some of these suggestions. Lower video games prices, cut taxes in half, lower candy prices to 10 cents, kids get $200 a week allowance, let kids drive.
Oh my God.
Cut school permanently.
Yeah.
Let kids do anything they want and fly to other cities and take over the Middle East to get the oil.
Beautiful.
One fellow said he'd establish a system under which there would be no bail for the prisoners.
I'm trying to figure out where they get these
from watching ideas. Perry Mason late at night.
No bail and oil and no taxes.
Grown-ups are old-fashioned and we know more than they do. Kids have more imagination so that they can think of better ideas for America.
Yeah.
Sometimes adults forget the kids' point of view. These are just some comments that they were making. When adults went to school, they didn't know all about the planets. Scientists have found out more during the years. Let's see. How would kids in charge treat adults? I'd treat them a little like they treat us. Some parents act like they know everything. They won't listen to what you say. I'd make them go back to school, to the first grade. I'd make them wear uniforms. I'd make them eat broccoli, liver, spinach, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, and carrot cake. I love carrot cake.
And if they don't listen to you, send them to their room.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I've got a story here. There are a couple of Dear Kids days on the other side. Would you like to go to see if there's anything of interest in this? They come up with some really good advice sometimes. Make too much noise. Hitting the microphone.
Hang on a second, ladies and gentlemen. What's this, Lewis Heckheimer?
If you want your pizza, you're going to have to give me money because I'm not going to treat you.
Okay. Do you have a...
You couldn't figure that out?
I got to get my money out of my pocket right on the air. This includes tip. Not for you.
Are we finished?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dear Kids Day, I'm 9 years old and I do all the housework. My parents do none. I never see my parents because they both work. I feel as if they don't care. If I forget one thing, I get yelled at, and I try my level hardest to do my best for them.
Ha. Sorry.
My relatives even tried talking to them about it, but they don't listen. Help. What should I do? I love them. Signed, Work Too Hard, Stony Brook.
No, it doesn't say Stony Brook.
Dear Stony Brook, the kids on this week's panel think it's unfair for your parents to make you do all the housework. We hope you're getting a paid big $200 allowance for it. It doesn't say $200.
I didn't think it did.
Invite your friends to come over to your house after school, tell them you're proud of them, and ask them if they'll help you out a little bit. When your parents yell at you, let them yell, and yell back at them, and let them get it out of their systems.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yell back at them?
I'm really screwing this one up, aren't I?
It doesn't say yell back at them.
No, it doesn't.
I didn't think it did. Although sometimes they advise things like that.
Mm.
Like they advise one kid to go in his room and break things.
Here's a good one.
Okay.
Dear Kids Day, I have this problem. They always start out with, I have this problem. I have this problem. My big brother, who's 12, and all of his friends made me eat my goldfish. They made me promise not to tell my mommy. That's signed, In Fear for My Hamster's Life.
Oh, my goodness.
Dear In Fear, this has to have been written by some Yale folks.
I was thinking of writing some myself, but...
It's hard for us to believe that your brother really did this. We suspect that your letter is a joke, but we'll give you some advice anyway, just in case it's true. Tell your mother what your brother has done. If he finds out and starts hollering you or tries to hit you, run to her again right away. Then she'll know that you're telling the truth. If you don't want to tell her directly, hint to her about it. Say things like, have you noticed that the goldfish is missing? Or say, I had the strangest stomach ache. When she asks what caused it, says, you can say, I can't tell. Keep saying that, and she'll try harder and harder and harder and harder to get you to tell. Tell her the truth, and if your brother gets mad, say, she made me tell it.
Ha! It's teaching a kid to really be a conniver there. We've got an interesting story here that actually was, later part of April this came out. It was a story, you might have even heard this, a remote island off the coast of China.
Oh, yeah.
These Chinese soldiers who are on the island, the islands are called the Shisha Islands.
You're welcome.
But they're also claimed by Vietnam, and they call them the Paracels. So
sounds like the Malvinas.
Whatever they're called. There are these Chinese soldiers on the island, and, they weren't having very good things to eat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided that they would like to have some eggs, you know, fresh eggs now and then. So they thought it wouldn't be too much trouble to have some chickens shipped over from the mainland. So they got all these chickens. They were sent over, and, you know.
Why don't you read the article?
Well, I'm not going to read it word for word because it's not written very well, even though it is in the New York Times. So these chickens were sent over, and they started laying eggs and stuff, but they weren't very, very tame. They sort of flew the coop, laying eggs haphazardly as they wandered. And the soldiers searched all over the place for the eggs. They found a few of them. Then they discovered that the chickens were being attacked by these giant rats, some weighing more than 2 pounds each, and they were getting to the chickens first and making meals of them. So in order to take care of the rats,
the soldiers requisition cats from the mainland. I'd like to see the requisition form for that.
Uh-huh.
The cats appeared, and according to this article, went AWOL. They dodged combat with the fierce rats and more prudently concentrated on stalking and devouring the rare birds that also inhabit the islands. So now the birds are being hurt, not just the chickens.
Uh-huh.
But the cats are stalking these rare birds that are only on the island. So then they had to get some dogs to discourage the cats who were chasing the birds instead of the rats who were killing the chickens that laid the eggs that the soldiers had wanted for dinner. The cats scampered up trees and bushes, and the dogs were left with nothing to do but bark and fight with each other. So, the soldiers have requested the help of ecologists who can come in and untangle the order of battle. So, that's the end of that story. It's very, very interesting, and it just goes to show you, don't mess around with things, you know.
You have a big article there on Albania, don't you?
Well, yeah, it's kind of a big article. This was in the New York Times. Came out of Toronto for some reason.
Toronto?
Yeah.
Oh, that must be the where the Albanian news agency is.
Well, probably, since I don't like the United States too much, and they're not too crazy about the Soviet Union or China, or really anybody. Anyway, Albania is the least known European country. They could be the setting of a drastic change in the East-West balance of power, according to this article. Albania's strategic value, though virtually forgotten in the West, is fully understood by Moscow. At the nexus of Yugoslavia, Greece, and Italy, Albania, with two excellent deep-water ports, dominates the Balkan Peninsula and the entry to the Adriatic Sea.
Is that anything related to Paul Michael Balkan?
No. Oh. The Italian coast is only 50 miles away across the narrow Strait of Otranto. In 1961, Albania became the only country to successfully evict Soviet occupation forces and a pro-consular establishment.
Hmm.
And at that time, the party leader, Enver Hoxha, a great admirer of Stalin, abruptly broke all ties with Moscow because of Nikita S. Khrushchev's de-Stalinization program.
Mm-hmm.
The Russians were just finishing a complex of naval installations and underground submarine pens on the granite island of Sassino, known as the Gibraltar of the Adriatic, in Vlorë Harbor. Well, in any event, the Albanians seized all these installations, evicting thousands of Soviet advisors and even taking two submarines. Though outraged, the Soviet Union was unable to mount an effective military response because 21 years ago, when the United States' Sixth Fleet dominated the Mediterranean, the Russians lacked long-range air and amphibious forces. So the Albanians were friendly with China after that. And that was up until recent years, the mid-70s, when Albania got into a fight with China. Now Albania is not friendly with anybody. The article concludes by saying, if the West does not draw a protective diplomatic cordon about Albania, it seems possible that it will again fall to the Soviet Union, an event that might well portend the most drastic shift in the European balance of power since World War II. So Albania is right there at the forefront of world events.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that.
It certainly is. Well, you want to try New Zealand?
You want to get through to New Zealand?
Or do you want to try listening to a record first?
Why don't you listen to a record? I'd like to throw a couple of songs out for Mother's Day.
Okay.
Sound good to you?
Sounds good to me.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Mother, do you think they'll like the song? Mother, do you think they'll try to break my balls? Thank you.
Again.
We come to the close and we didn't even call New Zealand.
Oh boy, we ran out of time this week.
Yeah.
We were so busy.
Yeah.
We really were. We've been running around the studio all night long.
Did some strange dub effects.
We certainly did. We called Switzerland.
Yeah, we tried calling Denver.
You want to try Denver one last time?
No, we don't have the time. Because Anthony White's not here.
Oh, that's right, Anthony White's not here, so we're going to have to hurry.
Yeah. Instead, we have Rochelle Goldman. She's following us tonight.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
Rochelle's after us.
We'll call Denver next week. We'll call New Zealand next week.
Yes. You have our word. We're going to try to do it in the first half hour of the show.
We wanted to play a lot more Mother's Day songs, but again, we ran out of time. Maybe we can do that next week and be the only station around celebrating Mother's Day a week late.
Or what we could do is we could just, like, forget to turn off the transmitter, or, I mean, forget to let Rochelle come in now. We could lock the door so she can't get in.
But she's already in.
Oh.
So there goes that plan right down the toilet.
Right down the toilet. Yeah. Flushed down the drain.
Well, we'll do something next week. Something
you
interesting.
You and your far-fetched plans. Well, I'm Mike Uhas.
Unless you've got this into. I'm Eric Corley.
And it's been fun. It's really been fun. It's been a fast 3 hours tonight.
Yeah, we'll be back for another voice next.
Long Island. Yeah.
Next, what, Friday night, Saturday morning type thing? 12:02 a.m. to 3.
On WUSB.
Stony Brook. And if you have any suggestions on next week's show, give us a call now. We'll be here.
516-246-7901.
Good night.
Good night.
Out of bed at 8 a.m. Out my head by 10:30. Out with mates and dates and friends. That's what I do at weekends. I can't talk and I can't walk, but I know where I'm going to go.
WUSB Stony Brook. Of course, those are the specials. And I'm Michelle Goldman. I'll be with you. I'm in for Tony White. I'll be with you till 7 this morning, this Friday night, Saturday morning. It's 1 minute after 3. And on USB, we'll start off with something new from Nina Hagen.
Yeah.
Don't do it!